Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. At least 2 people killed and more than 20 injured in derailment of Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express in Gonda district of Uttar Pradesh. Railway orders high-level inquiry. Supreme Court directs National Testing Agency to publish results of all NEET UG 2024 students on its website till Saturday. CBI arrests 4 MBBS students of AIIMS Patna in connection with alleged NEET paper leak case. Home Minister Amit Shah launches country's first national narcotics helpline 1933 in New Delhi. IMD predicts extremely heavy rainfall over isolated places in coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Chhattisgarh in next 2 days. And in tennis, Sumit Nagal crashes out of Swedish Open after a straight set loss to Argentina's Mariano Navone. And now the news in detail. At least 2 people have lost their lives and more than 20 were injured in a rail accident in Gonda district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. 21 out of the total 23 coaches, except the engine of the Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express, derailed in the accident on Gonda-Gorakhpur route near Mankapur station. The Ministry of Railways has ordered a high-level inquiry into the Gonda train derailment incident. This inquiry will be apart from the Commissioner of Railway Safety inquiry. The ministry also announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each to the family of the deceased, 2.5 lakh rupees for grievous injury and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. Teams of NDRF and SDRF reached the spot and the relief and rescue work is almost complete now. CPRO of Northeastern Railway told Akashwani News that all the passengers of the Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express have been shifted to Mankapur station via buses and other vehicles. A special train will take them to their respective destinations very soon. Investigation on the causes of the accident has started. He said that some people suspected that the loco pilot heard a loud sound before the derailment.
मनकापुर से सिलाई के बीच में चंडीगढ़ डिब्रूगढ़ 15904 ट्रेन का पतन हुआ है वहां पे टाइमली जो रेलवे की मेडिकल वैन होती है आरएमई साइट पर पहुंच गई है राहत बचाव का कार्य शुरू हो गया है हेल्पलाइन नंबर 5 जगह एस्टेब्लिश किया गया है लखनऊ गोंडा देवरिया सिवान छपरा गोरखपुर में भी एक हेल्पलाइन नंबर एस्टेब्लिश किया गया है इसके अतिरिक्त साइट पर जो हमारे डॉक्टर हैं रेलवे के वो पहुंच गए हैं मेडिकल इक्विपमेंट्स पहुंच गया है
Relief Commissioner Office of Uttar Pradesh informed that no one is now trapped in the coaches, which derailed this afternoon. Only the clearance and restoration work of the rail track is left, which will be completed very soon. Railway has released helpline numbers. The numbers are 895-740-9292 for Lucknow and 895-740-0965 for Gonda. The Supreme Court today directed the National Testing Agency, NTA, to publish the results of all NEET UG 2024 students on its website till Saturday 12 p.m. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra directed to publish the result city-wise and center-wise, masking the identity of the candidates. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Earlier in the NEET UG case, the Apex Court bench had underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort as it affected the lives of over 23 lakh students. The CBI has arrested all 4 students of AIIMS Patna in connection with the NEET UG entrance exam paper leak case. After marathon interrogation, the CBI has formally arrested the medical students. 3 of them are students of the MBBS third year and the 4th one is studying in the second year. According to CBI sources, they had allegedly solved papers for the main accused, Pankaj Singh, who procured the papers ahead of the examination through organized criminal gang. The book Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 1, a compilation of selected speeches by President Draupadi Murmu, was launched at the Rashtrapati Bhavan complex in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan released the English and Hindi versions of the book, along with its e-version, in the presence of Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. Two other books titled Kahani Rashtrapati Bhavan Ki and Rashtrapati Bhavan Heritage Meets the Present were also released. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan underscored President Draupadi Murmu's journey, noting that she has devoted her life to the betterment of society, especially the downtrodden.
किताबें ना हमें सिर्फ जानकारियां देती है बल्कि वे हमारे अतीत के चलचित्र से भी हमें रूबरू करती है किताबें जीवन में हमारी सबसे अच्छी साथी होती है जब भी हमें उनकी आवश्यकता होती है वे हमारे लिए उपलब्ध हो जाती है महात्मा गांधी जी कहा करते थे नौ रत्नों से बढ़कर किताब अनमोल रत्न है जिसकी कोई कीमत नहीं होती.
Health Secretary Apurv Chandra today inaugurated new facilities at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi. These facilities include office space, a reading room for undergraduate and postgraduate students, three waiting areas for patients and attendants, a new pharmacy, and new OPD registration halls. Speaking on the occasion, the Health Secretary said the new facilities will help patients as well as their attendants. He mentioned that these facilities will enhance patient care and efforts are underway to further improve services.
आज जो आरएमएल के अंदर है यहाँ पर ओपीडी 8000 तक की पहुंच गई है तो उसके अंदर पेशेंट्स को जो अड़चनें आती हैं उसके लिए इन्होंने नए ओपीडी काउंटर फार्मेसी काउंटर शुरू किए हैं और वेटिंग एरिया तो इसके जो पेशेंट आते हैं उनको काफी सहूलियत मिलेगी क्योंकि यहाँ ओपीडी बढ़ गया इतना 3000 से 8000 हो गया पिछले 5-7 वर्षों में परंतु सुविधाएं उस हिसाब से नहीं बढ़ी है तो ये जो नए चीजें जो अब आएंगी तो पेशेंट केयर में इसका काफी फायदा होगा.
The government today said that the UNICEF report, which highlights that India has a high number of zero-dose children, depicts an incomplete picture of the country's immunization data. In a statement, the Union Health Ministry said the media reports claiming India has a high number of zero-dose children, that is, children who did not receive any vaccine, do not factor in the population base and immunization coverage of the countries compared. The ministry added that the reports present a flawed comparison with countries without considering India's population and high vaccination coverage. The coal ministry has said that two of the world's five largest coal mines are now in India. These mines, operated by Chhattisgarh-based Coal India subsidiary Southeastern Coalfields Limited, namely Gevra and Kusmunda, rank second and fourth respectively among the world's largest coal mines. The list was released by worldatlas.com. Together, Gevra and Kusmunda mines produce over 100 million tons of coal annually, constituting approximately 10% of India's total coal production. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the employees posted at BJP headquarters in New Delhi at Sneh Milan program. Mr. Modi reached party headquarters this evening to express his gratitude for their efforts in the recent Lok Sabha polls. On the occasion, BJP President JP Nadda, Party General Secretaries Arun Singh and B.L. Santosh and others were present. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw today hit out at the opposition, saying that the kind of words used by them against Prime Minister Narendra Modi is a matter of grave concern. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "The choice of words is very important in public life." He added that the opposition should refrain from using unparliamentary words and maintain dignity in political life.
आज विपक्ष जिस तरह के शब्दों का चयन माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के लिए कर रहा है वो बहुत ही चिंताजनक है. इसका एक डायरेक्ट समाज में तनाव पैदा होता है. विपक्ष इस तरह के शब्दों का व्यवहार न करे, अपने शब्दों अपने राजनीतिक गरिमा को बनाए रखे.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the National Narcotics Helpline, MANUS 1933. Through MANAS, which stands for Madak Padarth Nishedh Asuchna Kendra Helpline, citizens can share information on drug trafficking, connect with the Narcotics Control Bureau anonymously 24 hours a day to get advice on de-addiction and rehabilitation. The Home Minister chaired the 7th apex level meeting of the Narco Coordination Center in New Delhi this evening. Speaking on the occasion, he said the fight against drugs is very important and should be fought with seriousness and priority. He emphasized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to a drug-free India as significant. Mr. Shah stated that this battle against the drug menace presents both a challenge and an opportunity and can be won through unity and determination.
ड्रग की लड़ाई बहुत महत्वपूर्ण लड़ाई है और हम सब ने इसको गंभीरता के साथ भी लड़ना है और प्राथमिकता के साथ भी लड़ना है बहुत बड़ा संकल्प नशा मुक्त भारत का प्रधानमंत्री जी का संकल्प ये बहुत बड़ा संकल्प है चैलेंज भी है और लक्ष्य भी है मगर साथ में सबसे बड़ा मौका भी है
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today said that multiple initiatives are being taken by the Indian Armed Forces to maintain an edge over adversaries. He said improvements in its war-fighting doctrines, strategy and concepts as per perceived threat have been enunciated. The Chief of Defence Staff was speaking at an event in New Delhi to mark the 25 years of Kargil Vijay Divas.
The nature of military and non-military security challenges bring to fore the imperative need for the armed forces to be prepared for multi-domain and multi-spectrum challenges. There is an inescapable requirement of seamless integration across all domains, land, sea, air, space, information and cyberspace, and infusion of interoperable systems amongst various branches of the armed forces. That will lay the basic foundation for us to be prepared for warfare of the future.
India has set a target to achieve $500 billion in electronics manufacturing in value terms by 2030. This ambitious target comprises $350 billion from finished goods manufacturing and $150 billion from components manufacturing. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry today launched the report titled Electronics, Powering India's Participation in Global Value Chains in New Delhi. The report extensively analyzes India's electronics sector. India and Malaysia have decided to increase cooperation between the two countries in the field of palm oil and other sectors. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today met the Minister of Plantations and Commodities of Malaysia, Datuk Seri Johri Abdul Ghani, in New Delhi. The Malaysian minister is on a four-day visit to India. During the meeting, the two ministers discussed opportunities to deepen the bilateral agriculture cooperation between India and Malaysia. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. It will be his first visit abroad after taking over as the Foreign Secretary. During the visit, the Foreign Secretary will call on the Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, and meet his Bhutanese counterpart and other senior officials of the Royal Government of Bhutan. The IMD has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam in Telangana today and tomorrow and over Chhattisgarh on the 19th and 20th of this month. Isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan and Goa, coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka and Gujarat today and tomorrow. On to sports, Olympic-bound Indian tennis player Sumit Nagal made an exit after suffering straight-set loss in Swedish Open. Nagal lost to world number 36 Mariano Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 this evening. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Nagal achieved a new career high ranking of 68 in the men's singles category in the latest ATP rankings. The BCCI today announced India's squad for the T20 and One Day series against Sri Lanka. Surya Kumar Yadav is named captain of the Indian T20 team for the three-match series against Sri Lanka, which is slated to start from 27th of July. On the other hand, ODI skipper Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli were included for the 50-over series against the same team next month. Shubman Gill has been named the vice captain for both the formats. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. At least two people killed and more than 20 injured in derailment of Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express in Gonda district of Uttar Pradesh. Railway orders high-level inquiry. Supreme Court directs NTA to publish results of all NEET UG 2024 students on their website till Saturday. CBI arrests four MBBS students of AIIMS Patna in connection with alleged NEET paper leak case. Home Minister Amit Shah launches country's first national narcotics helpline 1933 in New Delhi. IMD predicts extremely heavy rainfall over isolated places in coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Chhattisgarh in next 2 days. And in tennis, Sumit Nagar crashes out of Swedish Open. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.